gentlemen, please make welcome Larkin Poe.
Thank you. than mine. Yeah. Trouble in my mind. By a little band called Graham Jam. However, this song was written during the 1930s by a blues artist called Mr. Leadbelly himself. So if y'all know how to sing Bamba Lamb, come on! Virginia, and proceeded to take like three or four flights and drive in a van that didn't have any AC. So this is gonna be the best part of our day, getting to hang out with y'all. You feeling good? All right. Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of years for us. My sister, we've been making music together since we were teenagers. But the last 2 years have been really exciting. Already in the last 6-8 months, we've been in 25 different countries playing music. And we couldn't be happier. Because everywhere we go, here and abroad, all the way somewhere in Norway, we're actually going to be going to Singapore and China and Japan in just a couple weeks for the very first time. But y'all, music lovers, we are still walking this earth. People like yourselves who still come out and support live music, love their bands, buy records, buy the damn t-shirts. Pardon my French. Heck yes. Thank you so much. This only works because you're here. So we love you very much. We're going to do one off the record, Venom and Fate. This is one of my favorites. It's called Bleach Blonde Bottle Blues.
Raging the veil looking at me.
coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. But Megan and I, we were born in Knoxville, Tennessee, and so we grew up listening to all kinds of roots American music, bluegrass and the blues and old-style country Americana, you know. Do you guys love Alison Krauss and the Union Station? I mean, the Dixie Chicks? Dr. Ralph Stanley, come on. All right, this side, y'all are with me on the Stanley bit, okay. Very cool. Oh, brother, where art thou? Did y'all see that movie? Talk about the heyday for Americana music. And in the last couple of years, we've really fallen head over heels in love with the blues. Kind of ventured further south down into the Delta. And really feel like we stumbled upon a piece of ourselves that we didn't even know was really there. We've spent a lot of time listening and trying to educate ourselves in the history of the blues. And to know each and every artist that pioneered this music for us and paid the dues such that we can enjoy and celebrate blues music now, nowadays, absolutely. So we're gonna throw it all the way back to one of the big inspirations for Megan and I, Mr. Sunhouse himself, and he wrote this tune, y'all. It's called Preaching Blues.
Took off down the road.
So I started writing songs when I was about 16 years old, 15, 16, and it's been such a lifeline for me over the years. And I have to say, seeing all you little people, it is so cool that your parents have brought you out, because this could be something, music, the relationship, could be something that's really, really important to you. Because it has been for me. I started playing violin when I was 3 and Megan was 4. So it's been a long time thing. And I think it's so important for us in our lives to find a creative outlet. Because it's such a way to get rid of negative energy and to get out that angst that we all carry inside ourselves. And for me, songwriting has been that thing. It's so much cheaper than therapy, I swear to you. So I want to sing for you one that was pretty important for me to write for myself, and I hope it means something to you. It's one called For You. Troubles roll like a hurricane wheel. Wind makes strange trinity. The Holy Ghost and the Spirit don't wanna move in me. Cause it's you and me and the Mississippi.
Oh,
from God, sea level. This is, how many of y'all are locals? Oh, man. And y'all are fine. Y'all are like natural athletes, right? Yeah. Robert Johnson is having quoted as saying that whenever he wanted to learn how to play the blues, he made his way out at midnight into the cemetery. And if you sat yourself down on a tombstone, the ghosts of the people that were buried there, the haints, as we call them down south, they'd come out and they'd teach you how to find the blues. And I feel like this song is one of those kind of byproducts. Passed down like a ghost across the years. It's about a guy called John. Tell me who's that right there down the revelator. Tell me who's that. John the Revelator, tell me who's that right there. John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Tell me who's that right there. Back there playing the bass. sunshine state of Florida, and we dragged him all the way up here in the mountains. Give it up for Mr. Tarkalevin! God cracks it up, souls, God cracks it up. He's songs. Le Verbal. Sun's going down, the vibe's getting set, the lights are kicking in. Yeah. I think now is the time for a very tragically romantic ballad. Would you agree? All right. to my feet. Myself into my soul. So I'm not there. Shackle me everywhere. Yeah, but I know, but maybe I don't. gentlemen, Northern Georgia, the Appalachian Mountains, and where they run through Northern Georgia, they become known as the Blue Ridge Mountains. So this song is just for you. It's called the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Sit there, shit!
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, to wind up this evening, and I couldn't imagine a more beautiful place or a more beautiful bunch of people to spend the night with. But y'all, we're gonna wrap it all up with a traditional blues tune that was made popular by the one and the only Mr. Robert Johnson. You know him, you love him. And we covered this tune and have had so much fun singing it around the world, breaking it down, getting acoustic with y'all. So we're gonna do it for you, and please know that you are always welcome in our kitchen, all right? All right. I said one, two, to be raining out the